day of closure.
And that, my friend, is what they call closure.
Yeah, so earlier, what was it, last week, maybe earlier this week, we got a message from Erin, who said her boyfriend of a year, they'd been dating about a year, had got a tattoo of his late ex-fiance. She had passed away suddenly.
Now, yeah, 4 months ago.
Yeah, 4 months ago. They hadn't been an item for a couple years, I want to say.
They were together 5 years, broke up because she cheated.
Right.
And there were questions about, all right, what was the tattoo of? How big was it? Was it like a portrait of her face?
Yeah, was it initials? Was it discreet?
Something? Yes.
Things like that. You know, look, honestly, there were a lot of people that were kind of cluing in on, okay, it's how he reacted, where he was like, hey, it's my body. I can do what I want.
You told her she had some nerve.
Right. You can't tell me how to grieve
about it.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, there were people that kind of took his side. Like Cassie on Facebook said, you know, death greatly affects people. And even when it's someone that hurt you and, you know, even if it was over a year, even if she hurt him, a life is lost and it was an old age. And those are hard things to reconcile. So give the guy some time.
Yes. However, I think we all also agreed that maybe a conversation about it with her might have been appropriate before he went to go get it. Just to like make her a part of it somehow. So she wouldn't feel like, because she noticed it in the shower.
Right. He didn't even say anything.
No, he didn't even tell her.
He didn't even say.
So that's the thing. I think she really felt disrespected in that way.
All right. So we've got an update. We reached back out. We got an update.
Yep. Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So for everyone who asked what the tattoo actually was, it wasn't like a small date or initials or something subtle. He got his ex-fiance's face tattooed on his chest.
Oh, wow.
Like a full portrait right above his heart, about the size of a baseball.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And again, they hadn't spoken in years because she cheated on him, left him for someone else. And I want to be clear that I do understand that grief can be complicated.
Yeah.
I tried really hard to approach it that way. But every time I tried to talk about how weird and uncomfortable this made me feel, he never once validated my feelings.
Mm.
Not even I get why that might be hard for you.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I even tried the reverse scenario and said, okay, well, what if I went and got a tattoo of one of my ex-boyfriend's faces on my chest?
Mm-hmm.
His response? That's not the same thing. None of your exes died.
Oh,
which,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm also pretty sure the end result would still be me walking around with another man's face permanently living on my body.
Right.
Anyway, after a few more awkward days of trying to pretend I was fine about it, I realized something.
Mm.
Every time he took a shirt off, there she was, just staring back at me like she also lived in my apartment now. Mm. And I just couldn't do it. So I ended things.
Yeah.
I told him clearly he still has a lot of feelings he needs to work through. And I genuinely hope he heals from whatever he's carrying.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't be in a relationship where his ex is literally center stage on his chest.
Yeah, I get that.
So that's the update. I'm sad because I really like him, but I also feel weirdly relieved.
Mm.
Thanks, Erin.
Wow.
Now getting those details filled in.
I think she probably made the right choice.
I think so too.
You know, it does sound like he has a lot of just soul searching to do.
Oh, he's got to work through those feelings. Obviously, there's still some pain there.
Yeah.
And to get something so bold, again, I think it would be different. It was something like a little note like on the inside of your wrist, something small, something that, you know, reminded him of her.
Yeah.
But a full-on portrait of her face.
Yeah, that's rough.
Above his heart, on his chest is symbolic, I think. And the fact he didn't tell his girlfriend about it or ask her feelings or bring her in to be a part of it. And just kind of snapped at her when she noticed it in the shower. Like, all those things.
Yeah, Gretchen texted in and said, there were more signs than the tattoo that suggested that she ended it. I'm glad she did. And I understand getting the tattoo, but not how he handled it. And it may have been better just to wait to get something permanent until he had grieved more.
Stabby Sarah, oh, heck no. Tattoo is a deal breaker. Trina was like, good for her.
Yeah.
Mason from Utown, nope, goodbye to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes the writing's on the wall with that stuff. Yeah, and it's good that she recognized it. Look, not everybody who we talk to with group therapy recognizes that. So I think we can all agree that this was probably the right decision for everyone.
Yeah, everybody's rolling in saying, yep, that was probably the right move.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thank you for that update. That was fun.
I'm glad that she is relieved about it because I think that tells her she did the right thing.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't mean that was fun, like in a, hey, let's joke about it sort of way. But it was like I'm glad that we're moving past it. And,
sure.
She understands what she did was the right thing.
She knows it's best for her. Yeah.
All right.
Well, closure. Thanks.
Yeah, closure.
Hit the button.
Oh, yeah.
And that, my friend, is what they call closure.
There you
go. Yes.